second into space. One day, sitting up in my bed, surrounded by a few Sunday papers and their color supplements, all of them superficially interesting, happily unaware that somewhere somebody was aware, that somewhere somebody was awake and well, undisturbed, living on. Glancing quite speedily through assortments of horrible illustrations of atrocities and apologies of editors, but they felt it was necessary for people to see the pictures on no account, but they attempted to boost their paper's circulation. I felt a wave close my eyes, which was worse. I was, I suppose, quite at ease at home with my food brought up at intervals from my bed, with all the sympathy I could want and with all the time in the world to write thank you letters to all the people kind enough to send Christmas presents, and they knew I was really there.